Okay, so Sabine, hi.
Hi. Hi, Miriam.
Philip, hi.
Hi, Miriam.
Happy New Year. It's not really the good beginning, yeah? Cyclone hit us, yeah? One of the rare cyclones that usually don't hit us. Mm-hmm. What is the damage in your repo?
Very simple. There's no fence anymore. That means we have the whole village coming and going because they don't have water, so they come take showers and clean their clothes and everything. But at the same time, we have a lot of rooming around, and a lot of things got stolen already. All the guest houses are flat, are down, so we don't have a guest house anymore. Our own house got the whole aluminum sheets flying away from the wind. That means we don't have any more roof on our heads, really. And the whole electric system now is broken. The pumping system is broken. The tank is broken. We don't have power. We don't have any people staying here at the moment. Everybody left. So it's a really kind of abandoned place. And it's very insecure and safe. So the whole question is about what is the future of Repo at the moment. And nobody has any answer to that question. Because the funding is not there. We can fence it. We can still fence it, but what does that mean, no? There's no electricity, we don't know when it's going to come back. Some people already left. Residents already said, we can't live here anymore, because their houses are now in the water. We can see the foundation of the house, all the sand has been taken up, so we can see that the foundation is now up in the ground, you know. So there's no, the houses can collapse into the sea, into the ocean. So we have already two people left. One is thinking, he's not staying here at the moment because he's scared. There's too many people coming around and threatening everybody. So there's only one, two.
Cosmos Cafe
doesn't exist anymore. It's not going to open anymore. It's too broken and it has been stolen too. So there's only like two residents who are going to stay, and we ourselves don't even know if we can stay here, as our own house is almost in the ocean. Yeah. I mean, next monsoon it will be in the ocean. There's no doubt about that.
Let's go back to cyclone. Were you here for the cyclone in the repo?
No, actually we checked on the internet, so we got the information and we evacuated good friends to Samasti, which gave us shelter and food for the day, which was very, very helpful. It was like two angels coming. And we knew about the cyclone, so we also informed the guests here in the morning that they should actually leave. And so fortunately they could really leave and look for another place. But in the cyclone, we were ourselves pretty safe in this house, no, in Samasti. But we knew it would be like worse than the tsunami, like 8 years, 7 years ago, no. And that was really, I mean, I know Repo since '96, but for sure, I never saw this community like this after another storm or anything.
We came back, you know, from then we couldn't come the day after because it was all blocked. Everything was blocked. So we came just
yesterday
morning, and then everything was soaked, as there was no roof anymore. So as it rained so much, I mean, the sofa, the books, everything, all our clothes, everything was soaked with water. We had to first dry everything, but then another rain came and we couldn't protect anything. So we had to do it two times, basically. And still now we clean, but it has no meaning anymore, you know? It has no meaning.
And also the security factor here, specific as a woman. I mean, I can hardly go alone through the community. Yesterday, it was like the 1st of January, no? So it was insane.
Yesterday was extremely crowded, as usual.
Yeah, but they came all in and they sneaked in and they tried to get into the house and into the toilets. And for sure, when they just saw some woman running around, it was really, really unsecure and unsafe. And usually, I don't have this kind of sensation at all. Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty safe.
Yeah,
it used to be pretty safe.
But even staying in Samasti, because the winds were really that hum, it was always there. Were you afraid, maybe?
No, actually I was not afraid, as it's a very safe Paka built house there, and for sure the trees around, they also have huge trees, and you heard some like breaking branches and the trees, but we felt really safe. Compare if we would have stayed here, that's you can't even compare. Repos is so exposed to the ocean, and you don't have only the wind and the trees, you also have the waves. And this wave came really until the back fence here. I mean, it was totally overflowed.
Yeah, there was a forecast. It was like at least 5 meters tall. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen them?
I mean, now we didn't see it. We just saw that it was already until the back fence. So it came really inside the whole community and in our house, which is already 1.30 meters higher because the platform is higher. It was full of sand inside and everything. I mean, we cleaned really since 3 days. I'm only cleaning and putting out and cleaning the garden.
Cleaning,
which is not the worst, as everybody got like saved at least in the community.
None of us was killed. That's good, yeah. Hmm? Philip, could we talk a little bit more about erosion? Because I know that there was a plea from Sam last month, actually 2 or 3 pleas to the community what to do. What you...
Oh, you mean about the erosion? Yeah, we ourselves like wrote on the Oronet to all the groups and... seeing that the water was coming in, you know, inside the community before the cyclone, that was before the cyclone, and still already the wave were coming inside the community. So we just wrote to all the groups in Oroville, and we didn't get any answer from anybody, and that was kind of deception. Like, nobody cares about this place, or how come that there's not even one comment on the post in Oronet about the beach erosion, because already quiet at the same situation. But now we were like putting that post with pictures so everybody could see the damage and the reality of what it is to live on the beach. And that it has become very uncomfortable, you know. It could seem to be great to be on the beach, but now it's like you feel threatened almost every night. You don't know if the waves are going to be in your house, under your house, you know, over your house. You have no idea.
But you got any idea if something could be done, or that should let it go to the cause of the nature, so to speak?
No, I mean, there was a lot of discussion. Like, we also followed up about the groins and about other possibilities to rescue this beach. I mean, not only our beach, it's about the whole coastal line, actually. And for sure, there are some solutions which could be done even immediately, but it's in the hands of the politicians. So I'm sure Oroville is doing a lot, and the groups are involved, and a lot of people are involved, and just we don't know what's going to happen now.
There are different options. There's a long-term option, there's a short-term options. Mm-hmm. And so people are now, the different group of all the people who want to protect the coast are arguing about long-term option, which costs much, much more money because of the whole cost of coast of Tamil Nadu, which is involved, or kind of more like the surrounding of Pondicherry, all the fishermen village, and of course all the Oroville communities, which could be protected by these groins, with these rocks stuff. But of course, this would be kind of temporary solution. But at the moment, we need a temporary solution.
Actually, you need a solution right now, yeah?
Even before, you know, it should have been already built like 2 years ago when already quiet, with all the measurements showed that they were losing 70 meters of beach. And then at Ropo, we could see that, last year already the water was at the fence. So what should it be? Of course, this year, water came inside. That's obvious. So what does that mean for next year? Next year, half of the land will be
this
gone.
This year,
you know?
2012 year.
Yeah, I mean, now we're in 2012. Yeah, I mean, in a matter of 9 months or 10 months,
gone,
it's over. You know?
The houses are gone,
because we are standing on the northern fence, or now the western fence. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, you heard about the fishermen strike? Because I think not only Ripa, but whole coastline is damaged, and down the road they had a strike, and they want money and solutions, right? You seen it?
We heard about
I mean, it doesn't seem that the fishermen have a big, I'd say, power in terms of elections or with the politicians, you know, or the caste system or whatever. Because till now, they never got anything, basically. They never got anything. After the tsunami, they got some boats and stuff, but, you know, they didn't even... Some people lost their houses. Many people lost their houses since 2 years there. They didn't get any help from anybody, you know. And we know families who have been affected by the beach erosion, Tamil people, and didn't get anything from anybody. So they can only rely on their own family or their own, you know, friend or community, but not from the government.
So you think it's possible something to be done with the rocks, or you think it's better to move away or something? What is your feeling?
If it's done today, it can be it can be that it would be a solution, but it has to come now, you know. And unfortunately, we don't see it happening now. It won't happen. So,
and if it won't happen, I mean, we
can't be too idealistic and then to dream about things, you know. Now there's a reality, it's a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Look,
no,
you have it in front of your eyes. That's a fact.
The ocean is there.
We had a fence which was 3 meters high. Beautiful bougainvillea, full of flowers. Look, now you see only the roots. You only see the roots which are up in the air.
Yeah.
So that's the reality.
Yeah, the reality seems that the ocean takes the land, and the land belongs to Oroville, and there is not so much concern that what I feel. Everybody tells us in the last like 2-3 days, oh, you have to go out, you move out, you have to. Repos is lost. And this is also this kind of rumors
so
in the
village. You got the feeling that the Oroville actually does, the community Oroville got the it thinks that Repos is lost.
Yeah, that everybody told us this, I mean, the last days. Oh, Repos is lost. Even the villagers, they came to us and they told us, oh, Repos gone, Repos gone. So the sensation is if you still live there, and we're really like, it's only a few people, like, in the last days. That's what Philip said. It felt like so abundant who want to put energy into this place. And you, if you don't get at least this kind of backup from other people, then it feels pretty, unsafe. And for sure, if you're alone to try to get to do something, then it's like, not so much hope anymore.
You two are here, Baga is here, Vasu is here, right?
Yeah, Sam left, Cosmos Cafe left, Pavitra is now because he's scared somewhere else. So there are not many people, and without us, as we are at the moment here only for half a year per year, then there is Baga left and Vasu. It's not much.
At all.
Not much, yeah.
No.
And so there's no income anymore. You know?
There's no guest houses.
All the guest houses are down. There's no possibility to get any
guests. So basically, we need to restore
the
beach and then to build up the guest houses and stuff.
Yeah, with which money?
And now the whole community is destroyed, you know that, yeah?
Exactly. That means there's no funds available.
Yeah.
They have to fix first the schools and the roads and then all kind of houses there, which is in the center, and we are very much excentered from Oroville. So we also understand that it's not a priority.
No, it should be. You know, Vaso said the mother set up the repo.
Yeah.
For a purpose, yeah?
Yeah, for the purpose of rest for the Orovillians. And this was always the sensation. Yes. I mean, I'm here since I came here in 96 as a student, actually, no? And I came back every year. And then 7 years ago, we got this place after the tsunami. For me, repos is, it's our home. Even if we're here only 6 months per year, it's the only place where we are really living. In the other places, we are traveling through. So this is our home. And Repo Specific was always a place with a certain intention and a certain spirit. And
What is to be remembered is like Mother, of course, she designed this place, a place of rest for the Oroveans that at the time had no shade and were really under this burning sun, working in the matrimandir and working with their hands and like sweating like mad. You know, you can't compare that with the Orovillians at the moment who have now, more kind of urban lifestyle. They work in the offices and with all kind of comfort around. It's not the same situation. So even the thing of like, wow, Orovillian needs to rest, it's not about the physical rest. They would need maybe more mental rest, but let's say in terms of they need a place to rest from their work, it's not true anymore.
We can discuss about the value, this place. Behind this kind of
Before I was living here, I remember Sundays. You know, Sundays was the day when you had the time. You come down with the family, with the friends and so forth.
But this is not happening already since, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, last year there was hardly somewhere. 2-3 years, exactly. Specific with the beach erosion and all this harassment from the guys here. Yeah. As a woman, I mean, I was swimming here before every day. Now I really go, I check who's there at the beach and I go inside, I swim and I run out and go back to my place. I mean, you know how it is now.
I know, because last year I was swimming quiet for that reason.
Yeah, you see? And even if you wear the biggest surfing shorts and the biggest t-shirt.
Now you understand, in quiet, they couldn't even put up the fence. Mm. They had the story that happened just this morning, that they wanted to build the new fence because the villagers didn't allow them.
Yeah.
And so they are not allowed by the village, by the fishermen, to put any fence anywhere in their compound.
Why? The fishermen
they don't allow it. And so
their land now.
Because the boats are there, and they don't even allow any fence, even behind the boats. So that's very, very...
So the fishermen actually know that the erosion is coming up and they don't want to put any fences so they can move up, yeah?
Could be.
They
don't leave you any solution. You know?
There you have to ask really
If you have 50
quiet.
People in front of you, what do you want to do? You can't call the police, you can't call anybody. Also here, we called this morning security. People say, oh yeah, I sent some policemen, I sent
Nobody
something.
Came.
Nothing happened, nobody came.
Nobody came from security.
Nobody came. That makes you also kind of aware of what does that mean. You know, you go to the town hall, you ask for support for anything, and then yes, it will happen, and when and how. And we just come even from a service where, for the same reason, we were looking for a solution for accommodation. Didn't happen too. Like, okay, I will put you on the
Maybe
list.
Maybe it
let's
happens.
See.
You don't know. You just come there.
As Vasu said, let's have faith in Mother.
That doesn't help, you know.
Maybe you know.
No, it's not about helping. It's about
this
being,
is a,
being
this
in reality.
The face
but
of the mother is like the face of the divine. You have it.
You have a faith,
Whatever
and you start moving.
Before the cyclone, after the cyclone, you have the same faith.
I mean, until
Why
we still
change your faith,
Philip, yeah, until we have still our body and know how to work with our hands. I mean, it's not that we are like scared. It's just being aware and what we can do with situations where we are, and not only as an individual, also on a collective level. And this is the
it's
same with
huge,
the faith.
It's
not
huge,
only for the
on
individual.
On a collective level,
it's
I think
a
it's a
level.
Huge test for all of us.
Absolutely. But Even I mean, if you don't have it individually, how can you have it collectively?
Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Let's have a faith in Mother.
Yes, right. For sure. Thank you, Miriam.